Ho, ho, ho. Hey, wait a minute.
It's not Christmas. No, we got a new president. I thought you were commenting on that.
Yeah, no, I just felt like going ho, ho, ho. Maybe it's because it's just been so cold lately.
That might be.
Yeah,
more into the Christmas spirit than Valentine's Day coming up.
That's right. Hey, you're listening to The Good Stuff, and we're delighted that you're here.
Well, if you're thinking about Valentine's Day coming up here in a few weeks and you want to surprise your sweetheart, how about a trip to the Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo? How long has it been since you've been up to Rapid City for this big event? And they've got some new things going on. The new Bullfighters Only, February 1st. How about taking them to the Ian Munsick concert on February 7th with special guest Colby Acuff? And, of course, all the ranch rodeo things and regular rodeo performances, all the great vendors at the Black Hill Stock Show. Go to blackhillstockshow.com for tickets and information about events.
Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. I love to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. They are packed with insight on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a lot better if you're getting Tri-State Livestock News. You're just a paid flip away from the pulse of ranching. Tri-State Livestock News in Belfouche, South Dakota. Visit tsln.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. All right, I'm going to take a shot at this one, so be patient with me, all right?
Okay.
A new young monk arrives at the monastery. He's assigned to help the other monks in copying the old canons and laws of the church by hand. He notices, however, that all of the monks are copying from copies, not from the original manuscript. So, the new monk goes to the abbot to question this, pointing out that if someone made even a small error in the first copy, it would never be picked up. In fact, that error would be continued in all of the subsequent copies. And the abbot says, "Well, we've been copying from the copies for centuries, but you make a good point, my son." So, he goes down to the dark caves underneath the monastery, where the original manuscript is held in a locked vault that hasn't been opened probably for 100 years or more. Hours go by. Nobody sees the old abbot. Eventually, the young monk gets worried and goes downstairs to look for him. He sees him banging his head against the wall. His forehead is bloody and bruised, and he's crying uncontrollably. The young monk asks the old abbot, "What's wrong, Father?" In a choking voice, the abbot replies, "The word is celebrate, not celibate." All right.
Moving from that, that is funny. That is funny. This is a police blotter edition that we haven't had for a while, and it comes from former police chief Dana Miller and assistant Bobby Johnson out of Valentine. They put this police report together, and we like to share them because we always find them entertaining. Actually, this is from last June. "We recognize the importance of having pizza. It actually is your chief of police's most favorite food group. However, calling 911 to order pizza is illegal, folks. 911 is for socially acceptable emergencies and not for your personal pizza needs. Be aware." Now, they've got a call for fraud. "If you're handed money that appears to be altered with whiteout markers or says play money, we suggest you don't take that currency. Demand a more improved version that is actually money and not someone's coloring book." Now remember, this is from last summer. Cutting sod is a tough job. However, if you're pulling up sod that isn't yours, that's a problem. Some things we deal with just aren't covered at the police academy. Stealing sod, that's just interesting. "If you decide to nap in a public place, you will draw attention by drooling. To the caller's credit, you didn't look well." And here's another one. "Speeders and stop sign blowers were stopped a lot this week, so pay attention." And apparently someone has been watching too many Hitchcock movies like Blackmail. This 1926 film has connections to a creepy museum. A welfare check was made on suspicious activity taking place outside the museum. The museum isn't typically creepy.
Really? I want to know more.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, police blotter, that's the report coming from last June, but like I said, I'm cleaning off my desk and I came across it.
Makes it interesting. If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. And then keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.